we know that people often don't know what they have, and they just give their varieties random names. People also rename things all the time on purpose, because if something is selling really well and they rename whatever they have to the name of the thing that's selling really well, they can move it off the shelves quicker. So we assume that the names that the samples came in with were just noise. We figured more than half of them were wrong. But it was really interesting to find that way more of the stuff was accurate than we thought. And the names make sense with the position on the galaxy. So the ability of people who are in the cannabis market to identify stuff and to really know what things are by taste and smell and visually is better than we had imagined it was.